Ciao a tutti, sono qua, c'è Daniela per Radio Gwen e stasera siamo con Sophie. So, first of all, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing good, thank you. I just had some lovely pizza at the Panizza household and drank some Lambrusco, so, you know, feeling good. Yes.
Okay, perfect. So a lot of people know you as like Sophie. What's your full like name?
Demeter, you want my legal, huh?
Okay. No, not legal, but
it's Demeter Sophie Fattorecci. Okay.
That sounds really cool.
Yeah, it's not. Believe me, you get teased a lot.
And yeah, you told me that you just had dinner and stuff like that.
Yes.
So how are you enjoying Switzerland at the moment? Is this your first time here?
It's my first time, and it's really cool. I've had a really good time so far. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, no negative. It's super cool. Yeah. No negative. Nope. Nothing
for now.
For now.
Yeah.
For now.
So this is a tricky question. Describe your music with a movie or a series soundtrack.
Oh, okay, with a movie?
Yeah, or a series.
Or a series. I would have to say Giulietta degli Spiriti by Fellini. And for a series, maybe Twin Peaks by David Lynch.
Oh, that's a good choice. Good choice. And so the music you play is pretty much described as the genre you play is like psychedelic, hip hop, techno, rap.
No techno.
No techno. No techno. Okay, so I got that wrong. And do you have another genre to add?
Maybe funk, boogie, disco. That's about it.
Good. So you have like you played the violin and viola. How when did you start?
I started playing violin when I was 3 years old, thanks to my parents. And I started viola when I was 13 to get into the Conservatory of Music because I wasn't good enough at violin, apparently, you know, it was up against like 12-year-old, like super incredible, like Asian musicians that came to study in Vienna. So I did viola, and actually I ended up liking viola a lot more. It's lower, it's not as, you know, annoying. And then also I play piano keys.
With all together, yeah. So, which DJ or musicians has influenced you the most for now?
Peanut Butter Wolf. Thank you. Thanks to Wolf for everything that he's ever done for me. J Rock, Kootma, and in terms of artists, a lot of my friends are very inspiring to me. Mind Design and Knowledge, and Joyce Rice. She's an incredibly talented singer.
I've noticed, well, during my research, I found out that you,
yes, like,
no, I'm sorry, that, you're called, that, like, your nickname is Miss Get Shit Done,
oh,
by your friends.
Yeah, a friend of mine gave me that nickname. It's funny, yeah.
Why did they
because
say that?
Because I do a lot of different things, and I'm very over-ambitious, like, I always have to do everything, and I have to do everything myself, like, you know. Yeah, so maybe that's why. Miss Get Shit Done.
What does she mean?
Means it's the person that, like, does a lot of things. Stupid.
Okay.
Blame my friend Skinny for that. Bless his heart.
So, both of your parents are from different cultural backgrounds.
Yes.
One of your parents is from Iran and the other one is from Austria. Has that played in, like, influencing your music? Having two different cultures altogether?
I guess so. I don't know if I was very much influenced by my parents. I think I'm most influenced by stuff I find through personal research, mostly. Obviously, they have some really great tapes. My dad has a really incredible collection of, like, Iranian psychedelic and funk music. But ultimately, it's the things that I like that I find myself drawn to, that I stumble across, or that I actively search out for.
And what about your time when you lived in California? Did that influence too?
Of course, absolutely. You know, I lived with friends of mine that were also musicians, and I worked for a record label, Stone's Throw Records. So it was really through that I really, you know, got supported in my wanting to DJ and make music.
So it was through your internship there that everything started.
Yeah, I got an internship, and then I was hired after 2 months for as a, you know, full-time job. And I did that, and then that's how I also started doing Boiler Room, so definitely.
It was a big part of it.
Yeah, totally.
Mm-hmm. And what's your relationship with NTS Radio?
I do a show there once a month. It's called SOS Radio. It's Tuesdays. And I have a great relationship with them. They're super awesome. The founder, Femi Adeyemi, is really incredible, super supportive of artists. And I absolutely love being a part of the NTS family.
That's great.
Can you tell us something about that? It's like, why the name SOS Radio?
I used to have a show on East Village Radio in New York mm-hmm. called The Sounds of Sophie, SOS. Mm. So that's what I, that's what, you know, Sophie. that's how I, stupid.
And what's right now, for the moment, from what I... from my research, from what I understood. you worked for a while for a Boiler Room, but right now you're just doing your own kind of
Mm-hmm. I just stopped in April after my mother got very sick. But I'd also been there for like almost 5 years, so, you know, I think it was a good time to... I'd been with the company from when it was, you know, 5 people, and now it's over 50, so it was a good time, I think, to move on, but, you know...
What about, what's your favorite mixtape at the moment?
Oh, it's difficult. Like, a mixtape is in a mix by a DJ or an album?
By a DJ.
Mm. Yeah.
Or
both.
Or both, yeah.
Both. Album, I would have to say Mind Design Body Wash, out on Stone's Throw Records right now. Go listen to it. Or in terms of a DJ mix, there's this, this Now Again psychedelic mix by the Now Again founder called Egon that I really like listening to.
I have to listen to them.
Yeah, it's very good.
Can I ask something? What's your favorite song ever?
Ever?
Ever.
It's so difficult.
Yeah. Like without, you know, I cannot say because
okay,
it's, you know.
One of them is Flowers for Real, and then I also really like Steve Arrington Completion of a Miracle.
Okay. We're gonna listen to that.
And I've seen from what I've seen on Tumblr.
Oh, you know what? I take it back. Fortre, I wanna fuck.
By the meaning or the song?
The
know?
Song is the song. The song is really good.
From what I've seen on like on your Tumblr page, there are a lot of girls that write that say that you're inspiring them to like become the woman they want to be and so on. And how do you feel about that? Like,
you know what? It's very sweet. I played a show in Budapest last weekend, and a girl, I played there a year ago before last December, and there was a girl there that was a fan, and she was like, "It's so incredible. You know, I never thought that a woman could DJ or whatever." I know it sounds funny, but, you know, people are, like, very intimidated by the technical aspect of it. And then last weekend, she actually DJed at this party, and she's 18, and she, bless her heart, she wrote me, like, this big letter after my show, my first show there, and a framed picture of me and her. And so it was very cool to see her grow and, you know, be a part, you know, like, she played a very good set. It was very cute. She's, like, 19 or something, bless her heart. So it's super cool to be able to, you know, I don't do it deliberately, but it's nice to know that I can provide some sort of a, I don't know, positive message for kids.
Positive influence, What about your future projects right now?
I have a compilation that comes out on Stone's Throw Records sometime next year. That's all I can say about that. I'm very, very excited for it. And then I now live in Europe, so hopefully I'll be DJing in Europe a lot more. Yeah. And I, you know, make music for artists that I love. Produce music.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah, and how do you see yourself in 20 years?
I hate that question.
Oh, 50 years. I don't know. How 50th. Many years? I don't
okay,
know.
Okay, you know what? 20 years, I want to own like a bar slash record store where I cut people's hair. And, you know, we have like drinks and I'll sell records and, you know, maybe I'll still be producing music for people. Yeah, maybe I'll have a dog. I really want a dog, like an old, like an old fat dog.
You know?
Yeah. I want an old fat dog. That's.
That fucking got me so into you.
It was so fat.
But I loved it. It was so old, and it was tied up outside of like a grocery, and it was just like, and like everybody that walked by, it was hilarious. I want to be a dog owner. That's what I want to be in 2024.
And is there any talent we should be watching out for? Like anyone?
Yeah, I can touch my nose with my tongue.
No, I mean like any talent.
No, I'm joking. Okay, okay. I'm joking. Yes.
Okay. Sorry.
No, there's a band called No Worries. No Worries. They're very good. I actually play strings on the album. Sorry, I totally ruined it with my nose joke. No. So they're called No Worries. It's Anderson .Paak and Knowledge. Beautiful album. It's called Yes Lord. And then DJ Harrison, he's also going to have music out on Stone Stone next year. And then also a artist, she's called Lena Fornia. She makes cool music too.
We'll have to check them out.
Please do.
Yeah. And could you like do a jingle for the radio? Like say like
a jingle? Yeah,
yeah,
sure.
Mm-hmm. Yes, please.
What's your radio station called?
Radio Gwendolyn, but we call it Radio Gwen.
Yeah. Okay. Hi, this is Sophie. You're listening to Radio Gwen. Big ups from Lugano, Switzerland. Thank you for tuning in. Peace.
Thank you, and thank you for your time, man.
Thank you.